You know the rest of people love. It don't ever come too soon. Well, the rest of people love. You know it don't ever, never, never come too soon. Whatever you serve for breakfast, you can serve the same thing right back for noon. Give me some coffee in the morning. Start my day all right. Pay for your love for dinner. Will soothe my appetite. Rather people love. Word don't never, never, never come too soon. Whatever you serve for breakfast, you can say the same thing right back for noon. So don't change your menu on me, baby. Cause what you're doing is right. What you're serving this morning, you can say the same thing back at night. Rather people love. Word don't never, 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 never come too soon. Whatever you serve for breakfast, little girl, you can say the same thing right back for noon. Give me some of your sugar in my coffee, some cream in my tea, plate full of your love, and that'll be all right with me, brother people love. It don't ever, never, never, never come too soon. Cause whatever you serve for breakfast, you can say the same thing right back for noon.
Hi, I'm Martin Anderson. Thanks for tuning in to WNCW, hanging out with Bobby Rush in Nashville here at the Americana Fest. Bobby Rush, welcome to WNCW.
Well, thank you, Anderson. Thank you so much for just inviting me and hanging out with me, man. You know, I like the Kool-Aid you just gave me. There wasn't nothing in it, but it's okay.
Well, we'll see what we can do to make it a little stronger. Yeah. You are here in Nashville for this Americana Fest, yeah. And I just learned that it's been 70 years since you first came through here, when you were on tour through here around back in 1949, after getting your start making music with the likes of Elmore James and company back in the day?
Bo Dylan and the whole bit. You know, I've been through since that time, but that was my first trip through here.
Yeah.
At that time, I come here to late 40s and early 50s, and here I am still doing what I'm doing. I believe now I'm probably the oldest black blues singer just living with this many records, and I have this record make me 394 records.
But who's counting?
But I was counting 314, but
yeah.
We found many more that when my manager got to looking through the archives and everybody I recorded with, 394.
Some acts kind of lose count of how many albums they've made after six or seven.
Yeah, I kind of lost count after about 41 CDs, you know. And during them time, it was long LPs and 33 and the third, you know.
Yeah.
back in the day. You're not old enough to know about that.
I do remember them. We like the historical stuff at WNCW. I could tell your mind though is a steel trap, and your body just seems still strong. You're well known for great live concerts and stuff. Still doing that Chitlin' Circuit after all these years.
Yeah, I'm still doing that Chitlin' Circuit. You know, I have now crossed over to another audience, but I haven't crossed out the Chitlin' Circuit, which is a predominantly black audience. I haven't crossed it out. So I'm still at the same old Bobby Rich. Although I modified some of the things I do just to keep up with the younger people who coming in who don't know anything about the old stuff, but I mix some of the old stuff with the new stuff, and hey.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They get a little blues, a little country out of me, and a little jazz out of me, and a little rap out of me, you know?
Yeah.
Because it wasn't for me, it wouldn't be no rap. The rapper, it wasn't for me, it wouldn't be no 50 Cent, be a dime a quarter or something.
Do you listen to all this stuff on your own too?
Yeah, I listen. I just love some country western. I love some Prince and Michael Jackson, and I love some Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf, B.B. King.
This new one is a great one. We love it. It's out on Rounder, sitting on top of the blues. What would you say is different or new about this one compared to Porcupine Meat?
Well, you know, when I had the Rounder record that I did was. That I did Porcupine Meat was 3 years ago with a Grammy. Then I put this out on Deep Rush Record, which is my label. It was the hardest record I ever did in my life, because when you got a Grammy, where do you go when you're at the top? You got to compete with your own self. Man, it was hard, man. Like when you're number one, where you go? God, this was hard. But thankful we came up with a plan and studied hard. I got Basti Jackson, who's a producer with me, and Scott Billington, who did three songs with me. And all these guys came in and put their input in, and the love and the hearts and the effort and the work. And we came up with the plan, man. And I think the plan works.
Well, and if you were felt a little under pressure, sometimes you end up delivering all the more because you're under pressure. And
that's right.
I'd say you did. Bobby Rush, you are not slowing down. And that's an inspiration.
Thank you.
In fact, a little birdie tells me of another project you're working on. You got a little, a cameo in a movie with some guy named Eddie Murphy?
Man, how do you know about that, man?
Little birdies here in Nashville.
Yeah, we just did Eddie Murphy and a bunch of superstars. I don't want to get the name calling, but, you know, but Rudy Ray Moore was a good friend of mine. So Rudy Ray Moore was Dolomac. He called himself on the stage. He was a comedian. So they took the old Dolomac movie, and Eddie Murphy's the star of this, and Snipe and all the guys came in, Snoop Dogg, and just a bunch of other superstars. And man, and they got me a part of it. So I'm just glad to be a part of it. I want to give too much away, but I'm a big part of it, and I just love it.
And it's going to be called?
Dolomite.
All right.
Yeah, Dolomite. I think it's called I'm Dolomite.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Well, still going at it in music and outside of music. 85 plus years old, Bobby Rush. Congratulations on sitting on top of the blues.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Let's go out with one more nice tune you've recorded here. We thank you.
A little song about falling in love with a little girl as a blues singer her daddy. Didn't want her to marry me, cause he thought a blues singer was not good enough for his daughter. It went like this. In a little shack down by the bay, not far from New Orleans, I met this pretty woman down there when I was about 19. She went and told her daddy she wanted to marry me. Look on the daddy's face, y'all, really was a sight to see. He said, get out of here with you. Don't you come back no more. Get out of here with you. Don't you come back no more. Well, I wanted to meet her daddy like a young man all the time, but he didn't want no blues singer to marry his daughter. When I went by his house that day, he met me at the door. Well, the brothers and sisters, Big Bad John and that dog named Bo Sam. Get out of here with you. Don't you come back no more. He said, get out of here with you. Don't you come back no more. We sneaked down to get married, just to do something to swell. take this woman for your lawful wife, but not a one-night love affair. Before I could open my mouth to say I knew, guess who walked through the door? Dad, Mom, Big Brother John, and the dog named Bo. Singing, get out of here with you. Don't you come back no more. Get out of here with you. Don't you come back no more. Her brothers and sisters sick the dogs on me. Made them tear off all my clothes. I been running fast down that dusty road. I been running fast trying to get away. And I crossed the railroad track. I could hear the kid throwing rocks at me. Every time I stopped to look back, saying, get out of here with you. Don't you come back no more. Get out of here with you. And don't you come back no more. What I thought right then, if I wanted to get married to that woman, I had to find me a way to elope. I decided to go to Las Vegas to get away from her lonely folks. Soon as I got to Las Vegas, y'all, that same the day I walked in, there were all her kin and all her friends. And that dog again, singing, get out of here with you. Don't you come back no more. Leave town, boy, and don't look back. Leave town, boy, don't look back. Get out of here with you. Don't you come back no more, you say. And don't you come back no more. I left town.